Reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, and from verse 1 to verse 11. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." When the great crowd of the Jews learnt that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and were believing in Jesus. Amen.
It's good to be on the way again. Being a disciple isn't about watching Jesus, it's about following him. And Jesus is always calling on us that we might learn to walk more closely in his footsteps. But there are scenes along the way that we should pause to ponder. And isn't what we've just read one of the loveliest of those scenes? I'm struck, first of all, that Martha and Mary appear to be conforming to the types popularly assigned to them based on the passage in the 10th chapter of Luke's Gospel, in which Mary sits at Jesus' feet to listen to him, while Martha busies herself with getting the meal ready. Here again, Martha is serving. It's a dinner prepared in Jesus' honour, and so no doubt she would have wanted everything to be just right. Though naturally it was in Jesus' honour, I bet Lazarus was getting lots of attention too. It's not every day that you would sit at the table with someone who was literally back from the dead. And then we read of Mary. Here's what John tells us of her. "Then Mary took a 12-ounce jar of expensive perfume made from essence of nard, and she anointed Jesus' feet with it, wiping his feet with her hair." If the meal was given in Jesus' honour, then so too was this act of extravagance. My Elaine loves perfume, so it's never a problem coming up with ideas for Christmas and birthday presents, or for a gift from the duty-free. One of her recent favourites has been Narciso Rodriguez. A quick calculation tells me that the particular fragrance she likes, 12 ounces of it, would cost £240. And that's just eau de toilette, never mind parfum. Much as I love Elaine, I'd have to think twice about that expense. But in this moment, Mary gave no thought to the cost. There was no plan, though what she did was certainly radical. When love for Jesus bubbles up and overflows, you've got to pour the whole bottle out. And if you had another 10 bottles, you'd empty them too. Love and devotion and adoration know no bounds. Others were in the business of calculating the cost. Others frowned upon her as if to say, "Mary, you've taken that too far." But how far is too far? When it comes to pouring out the perfume of our love for Jesus, can there be any consideration of holding back when it comes to our response to the one who gave his all? Were every realm of nature mine, that were a price too small. Love, so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Or, from a more contemporary song, "So what could I say, and what could I do, but offer this heart, O God, completely to you?" Might there be a way when at some time today, or in the coming days, you, by your love for Jesus, will be as a sweet-smelling fragrance? See you tomorrow, and we'll get back on the road.
Lord God, we come on this Monday of Holy Week to follow in the footsteps of your Son, our Lord Jesus. Once again, your Gospel tells us of Martha, who served, and of Mary, who knelt pouring out our treasure in that act of love, pouring out the most expensive perfume over Jesus' feet. Feet that had walked in the dirt and dust to the hurt and broken. Feet that took healing and hope to the lonely and outcast. Feet that miraculously walked on water and brought your kingdom joy. Lord Jesus, you are God's most precious treasure. Loving Lord, often we cannot decide what is best. When we are to pour out costly perfume for your sake, even if the world thinks it is a waste. When to be busy serving, or when to rest at your Son's feet and simply listen. Lord God, give us ears to hear you and eyes to see you in this new day. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
And now, go in peace, and may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all, and remain with you today and forevermore. Amen.